Praise be Jesus and Mary. On his very last apparition to Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque, our Lord showed her his heart. Then he said these words, "Behold the heart which so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify its love." Today we have the great joy in celebrating the anniversary of the dedication of our very own chapel. I believe it's been 10 years, 10 years of holy masses, you know. This chapel is dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus, Sacred Heart Chapel. And this is our great joy, that the heart which so loved men and that has spared nothing even to exhausting and consuming itself continues to be present in the Blessed Sacrament. Many have said that if angels could envy men, it would be for one thing, and one thing only: Holy Communion. So we have this great privilege that thanks to our chapel, we can celebrate and participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass every single day. Every single day. We know by faith that the sacrifice on Calvary is substantially identical to the holy sacrifice of the Mass. And what that means is the very intentions that filled the heart of our Lord on Calvary: adoration of the Father, thanksgiving, reparation for sins, and petition on behalf of all men. Those very intentions are effected at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So what that means is, when we pray at Mass, or rather, when we pray the Mass, our hearts actually beat in unison with the most sacred heart of Jesus. Now notice how Our Lady, in her apparitions at Fatima, Lourdes, and Guadalupe, for example, always asks substantially for the same things: for prayer, for penance, for sacrifice. But she also asks for something else. She always asks for a chapel. Why? Because there our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament is truly present. Prayer and sacrifices, yes, but we also have to unite them to the most sacred heart of Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament. What is she saying implicitly when she does this? She is telling her children to live as she lived on this earth after the Ascension. Our Lord entrusted his mother to the beloved disciple, a priest, so that from Calvary to the altar of the altar, sacred altar, she can continue to offer herself in union with her Son through the holy sacrifice of the Mass. So, brothers and sisters, we too have this great privilege, thanks to this chapel, every single day to participate at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Behold the heart which so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify its love. May we give thanks to our Lord for this great grace, offering ourselves just like the Blessed Mother in union with our Lord to testify our love for him. Praise be Jesus and Mary.